Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of my favorite guys. He's the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. This guy knows about as much as anybody in the entire universe as to what your classic vehicle is worth. So here's a golden opportunity. If you own a classic car, a rare car, an antique car, if you'd like to know how much it's worth here today on Memorial Day weekend, 2010, we'd love to hear from you at our regular number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Or if you'd like some advice, if you're getting into the collector car marketplace, maybe for the first time, you don't want to spend a lot of money, you want to know what might make a good first collector car that you could maybe, take for weekend drives or bring to car shows. Phil can have some great advice on that as well. Phil also travels the world and covers all the great auctions. So if you have any questions about selling a car at auction, buying a car at auction, Phil is a wealth of information on absolutely all of those topics. So anytime throughout the broadcast, reach out to us at 800-259-9231. Also in this hour, I'm going to throw out a trivia question. I've been doing it a lot lately right off the bat, and I think I'm going to do that same thing here today. But we've got lots to talk about in this hour. As a matter of fact, we haven't had Phil on the broadcast for quite some time, so I'm very much looking forward to it. Why don't we kick things off in grand style here once again with another quick trivia question. Stir up the pots and see if we can get the phone lines ringing. Matt is at Master Control at GCN, ready to take your call. And we'll make it a relatively easy trivia question. Here it is. The trivia question is the Ferrari that was named after Enzo's son. That's an easy one. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And now, it's my pleasure to bring forth a gentleman who I consider to be the number one expert in all the world when it comes to collector car values. As a matter of fact, he is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and he's going to be joining us for the entire hour to take your calls and to talk auctions. The gentleman's name is Phil Skinner. Phil, how you doing?
We're doing fine, Bob. Very happy to be here this beautiful, beautiful sunny afternoon.
I know originally I was going to have one of your colleagues, James Bell, with us here in this hour of the broadcast, but James got derailed, had to go to Las Vegas. But you sent me a little interesting blurb about James. Tell our listeners about this incident that happened recently in California involving James Bell.
I was so hoping he'd be on the program so we could rag on him. He was doing a live broadcast on one of our local channel TV stations here in Los Angeles, and they were talking about four of the best summer rides that you could get. And they had brought down four vehicles, and they did it at a very picturesque parking area at the Santa Monica Beach in the city of Santa Monica. And evidently the reporter had purchased the parking passes and everything so they could have their setup and everything. And somewhere along the line, one of Santa Monica's finest decided that it was her chance to make it into the big time, and she started writing parking tickets for all the cars that they were reviewing live on the air.
Wow.
And James Bell came up with a classic line, because one of the cars they were reviewing was the beautiful Porsche Pan America. And he said, if you can afford the Porsche, you can afford the parking ticket. But even when the reporter told the nice police officer she had paid for the parking, The police officer said, tell it to the judge, and kept writing tickets. So, that's Santa Monica needing all the money they can get. They don't care, and they like to show it on the air.
Wow, great story, Phil. Let's talk a little bit about your background. You haven't been with us on Auto World for quite some time, but you've been a lifelong car guy, but you also worked it in one part of your life in law enforcement.
We did auto theft recovery for law enforcement here in Southern California. Yes, we did, and retired from that, and went into writing and ended up somehow at Kelley Blue Book.
And nowadays, of course, in addition to all your great work at Kelley Blue Book, you do work for lots of other magazines and even some stuff overseas as well.
Right. One of the publications we write for is Power Magazine, which is published in Sweden. And in Sweden, it is one of the most popular publications. I think they have a circulation of somewhere around 70,000 paid subscribers. And that's in a country of 8 million. So that's almost like 1%. And I don't think there's a car magazine in the U.S. that has a 1% of the population as far as subscribers.
Very good point. Tell us a little bit about the Swedish car enthusiast, car collector. How are they different from an American car collector?
They aren't that much. They speak Swedish. They are very enthusiastic. They like to know about the history of the cars. They like to know about the legacy of the vehicles. And they love the vehicles. This Power Magazine puts on a car show once every July. We'll be going to that in just a couple of weeks in the city of Västerås. That's about 100 kilometers outside of Stockholm. And they literally take over this whole town. It's a little harbor city, population 50,000, and it literally doubles in size for this power meet. Last year there were over 14,000 cars, mostly American vintage cars. They come from Norway, Finland, Denmark, Germany, Switzerland, France, England, the Baltic states, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, and even Russia. We're seeing a growing contingency of people coming in from Russia with American cars. And it's just a very enthusiastic group. The first year I was there, they have a cruise that goes around the city. The police set it up. It's a one-way cruise. Very friendly police officers, but don't be drinking and driving, because they do have the strictest laws in, I think, the world on drinking and driving. But if you're out there to have a good time and just want to see some great cars, and the first year I was there, it was about midnight, and it was still light outside. And I asked the officer when he'd shut it down. He says, when it gets dark. And it was starting to get light again because it had gotten as dark as it was going to get. And I kind of looked at him quizzically, and he said, about 3 o'clock, everybody runs out of gas.
That's great, Phil.
So it's a fun place to go to. And if you ever want to go see 14,000 cars, and think about it, that's a huge number of cars. And those are the ones that come into the show. There's another 5,000 to 6,000 cars that don't come into the show, that just come to the cruise or park outside.
Wonderful. Tell us a little bit about how these American cars landed in Sweden. What's the story behind the story on that? I was talking to somebody recently about a British car show which featured Mustangs, and I'm saying to myself, how do all these Mustangs get over in the United Kingdom? How do these American cars end up in Europe?
Well, the most desirable cars, for at least in Sweden, the most desirable cars were American cars that were sold in Sweden as new cars, because we had a very active export market in the 1950s and through the 60s. But as the less expensive Japanese imports came in and the duties changed, it became prohibitively more expensive. So now most of the cars you see are brought in as collector vehicles. There are dealers who come over here. They may buy up 20 cars, put them in containers, and send them back to Sweden as collector vehicles. And that goes in Europe and in England, in fact, all over the world, is the exportation of our cars.
Wow. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk to Phil about some of the other emerging places worldwide with new car collectors, places like China and Russia, India. And, of course, invite your calls, 800-259-9231. You get a rare car, classic car, or collectible car. Want a free estimate of value? Dial us up. It's free, 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from Concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2050 or visit classicresto.com.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's DoublyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long. Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. 800-259-9231. Trivia question, easy one. Ferrari, the founder of Ferrari, Enzo Ferrari, named the car after his son, who died at a very young age. It's the only Ferrari that doesn't have the name Ferrari on it. That's a little bit of a clue. If you have the answer to the question, we're going to put you in the running for a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, 800-259-9231. Or more importantly, if you'd like Phil Skinner, our very special guest, he's the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. He's the guy that sets the values in the Blue Book for your classic car, rare car, antique car. If you want to talk about a vehicle you owned in high school or college and sold along the way and curious as to what it's worth today, we'd be glad to help you out. If you're getting into the collector car world for the first time and want some suggestions, maybe you got $5,000 to spend, what's a good entry collector car? Phil can help you out on that. If you're going to an auction to buy, any advice there, Phil will help you with that. If you want to sell your classic vehicle, we can definitely help you out on that front as well. We also love to hear car stories, stories about your first car, your dad's car, your grandfather's car, barn find. Anything is free and up for grabs here at 800-259-9231, or I'm going to watch the email carefully, bob@autoworldradio.com. Phil, as collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, as you noted, you do lots of work not only for the Blue Book but for publications around the world, going to Sweden for the big show there in July. But I just can't believe the stories I'm hearing about all these car collectors emerging in some places that, you know, 25 years ago would be unheard of, China, Russia, India. What's going on?
Well, even as early as 10 years ago, and what's happened is the world has become a market, and people who had money before didn't have money before now have money. So it's become a much more worldwide area of economies. One thing that's interesting is China is still pretty restrictive as far as buying the cars and taking them to China. What we're seeing is Chinese investors come to the United States, come to Europe, buy the cars, and then they leave them in the country they buy them in. And that's because the Chinese government still hasn't opened the doors up. But some of the inroads there are being done by a gentleman by the name of Don Williams, who owns the Blackhawk collection. About a year and a half ago, he opened a museum in Shanghai.
No kidding.
And the cars aren't for sale, but they're on display. And once they get off display, they come back to the United States, they can be sold. And he is trying to open the doors up. He's been recognized by the Chinese government as a leader, a progressive leader in opening these doors. And recently they sent him a red flag, which is not a warning, but it's the name of a car. It's their big limousine that they use for the politicians over there. And they sent him a red flag for display here in the United States. It's the only example known, I think, to have been sent out of Red China.
Wow. Great story. Richie Klein from the Imperial Palace Auto Collection used to be his partner. Is he involved in this project or completely not involved with Don on this?
He's not involved with Don on this, but Richie Klein and Don Williams are still the principal owners of the auto collections at the Imperial Palace, which is my old home. I used to be the publicist for the auto collections. And they still own and operate that. It's kind of a combination tourist attraction. It's at the Imperial Palace Center Strip, Las Vegas. And it is also probably the world's classiest used car showroom.
Very well said. I've spent lots of time there when a former network I was with was based out of Las Vegas, moved from Boston there for a couple of years, and we've done some broadcast out of there. And you're right, it's the only museum, as far as I know, in the entire world that all the cars are up for sale, and some of these cars are quite rare.
Well, they've always had a very unique thing. When it was the Imperial Palace Auto Collection, when it was owned by the Imperial Palace, and the founder of the Imperial Palace was Mr. Ingolstadt, Ralph Ingolstadt, The cars were not necessarily for sale. They were on display. And we had at one point 750 cars, but we only had room to display about 200 of them. So we had a constant rotation of vehicles coming in and out of the collection. But now what they do is the cars are offered for sale. A car sells. It is rotated in and out. And they do about 30 cars a month that are sold there.
Wow.
So there's a constant rotation. You're guaranteed if you come back, you've been to Las Vegas, you go there 5 months later, you're going to see probably a whole new fleet of vehicles in there.
No kidding. And who owns the Imperial Palace these days, Phil?
The Imperial Palace, Mr. Engelstadt passed away a couple of years ago in 2003, and the entire Imperial Palace operation was sold to Harrah's Corporation.
Oh, no kidding.
Harrah's is our next-door neighbor, and they also own the Flamingo on the other side of the Imperial Palace. They also own Caesar's Palace across the street, the Bally's on the corner of Flamingo in the Strip, and they also own the Paris. So they have a large conglomeration there.
Absolutely.
And they had hopes before the economy tanked of building kind of a super playland behind the Imperial Palace in that area. And they cleared off a lot of land, and then with the economy having taken a little turn, they've held off on those plans for right now. But they do have big plans for the Imperial Palace and that whole area.
And another thing that is traditional is the display that Richie and Don Williams tend to do every year at Pebble Beach. That's a very unique offering as well.
Well, every year up till last year, they had done the Black Hawk Exposition. Last year, Don scaled that back considerably. The Pebble Beach people were able to use that land for other purposes.
Yeah, exactly. Land is at a premium there at the ever-growing Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. And we got the trivia question out there, the Ferrari that Enzo, the founder, named after his son. And also, if you've got a collectible car, rare car, unusual car, like a free estimate of value, we'd love to hear from you either via the telephone, 800-259-9231, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Beginning to get a few emails in here. But, Phil, I got to ask you about your love of Edsels. When did it begin? Was this something that... When did you buy your first Edsel? How did this start?
Well, my first time I recognized an Edsel, and it's a story I like to tell. My brother had a Starliner, and one day we were driving down the road, and I saw a 60 Edsel going the other direction, and I thought, ooh, customized 60 Ford, and he hits me very hard and tells me it's an Edsel. If I were on one, I'd be disowned from the family. In fact, I'm at his house making this phone call right now, so we haven't been disowned yet.
Very good. And over the years, you've really become a fan of all things Edsel. When we come back on the other side, we'll find out about Phil's passion for the Edsel. We'll take some calls and emails. Want a free estimate of value on your classic car, rare car? 800-259-9231. Call up Matt. He's standing by, ready to take your call right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2050 or visit ClassicResto.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Finally, we got a winner here on the trivia question. It's Paul in New Hampshire, listening on the business station, AM 1060 WBIX Boston. Of course, it's the Dino that was named after the Ferrari. After Ferrari's son, Enzo named the Dino after his son, very talented, actually, engineer, and passed away at a very young age, early 20s. So, Paul, congratulations. We're going to throw your name into the hat for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Phil Skinner joins us live from California. He's the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. We're going to get to your emails and calls at 800-259-9231. If you've got a classic car, rare car, antique car, want to know how much it's worth. If you're like a lot of folks, once you reach a certain age and you want to buy a car that you couldn't afford when you were younger, perhaps a car you saw in high school or in college or in your early 20s, and now you've got a little bit of money or a little bit of credit and you want to buy that vehicle, you want to know how much it's going to set you back, Phil can help you out, 800-259-9231. But first, we've got to find out more about Phil and the Edsel. So, Phil, that's how it got its start, very humbly. But since then, I know you've owned a ton. I mean, how many Edsels over the years have gone through your hands?
I think I counted about 15 or 16. I'm not real positive. I've been partners in some of them. Some of them I've owned outright. So it's probably 15 or 16 altogether.
Wow. And of all those, I mean, how many do you presently own?
Currently, we're down to four.
So it's just four. Okay. Well, that's certainly a significant number. What's the most collectible of all Edsels? What's your favorite of the four that you have right now? I know that's probably asking you, like, what's your favorite child, but what's your favorite one of the four? And, you know, price no object, what would you like to add to your collection?
Price no object, I'd really like to add a Citation convertible. Those are topping $110,000, $120,000 for prime restorations today.
Wow.
A 60 Edsel convertible, only 76 built, and they are in the $200,000 range today.
Ooh, wow.
But I have a 60 Villager station wagon that I really love a whole lot. And it's a well-loved part of our family. In fact, my daughter has come over, and she has her little yellow Post-it notes that she sticks on certain items of mine that says, "You die, it's mine." And that's one of the items that has a Post-it on it.
Very good. So these are the kind of things that I have to look forward to. Okay. 800-259-9231. We'll look at the emails first. First email is from Ken. Ken is in Iowa, listening on KXEL News Talk 1540 as a 1980 Triumph TR8 convertible, 38,000 miles in good condition. How much would that vehicle be worth today, Phil?
In good condition, 38,000 miles, which is considered low miles on a figure A 30-year-old car. You're probably today's rate $8,500. In really good condition.
Not bad at all. And certainly, I would imagine that car is probably going to appreciate in value, too. Would you say that that's one that could go up a little bit more?
It's going to be a tough car to keep up because they had advanced use of plastics and the electrical problems they did encounter. But if the car is maintained and well in good condition, I don't see it depreciating any in value.
And that's always a good thing. Vincent, listening in California, in Lake Shasta, California.
Oh, pretty area.
Can't believe it, but he's got a 1981 DeLorean. It's an automatic DeLorean, and it's a 1982, so it must have been one of the last ones made. Doesn't say how many miles. What do you think for the price on that? And
the DeLoreans were for a long time hanging around $24,000, $25,000, $26,000. We noticed in January this year at several of the auctions in Scottsdale, we saw prices in the high 30s and even approaching the $40,000 mark. That's a kind of a major leap that the interest in those cars have taken just recently. And I think a DeLorean is one of those cars to really look out for and watch, because I think it's more and more people are starting to appreciate just the history and the unique vehicle there, especially if he gets one that they forgot to paint at the factory.
And did they forget to paint a few? I mean, they're all stainless steel, but there are a couple of gold ones out there. I know that are famous. There was one in a Texas bank, I believe.
There were two of them made in gold. They were done as a promotion for the American Express Corporation. And there was a bank in Dallas, Texas that had one. And the other one is property currently of the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles.
Oh, no kidding. And how much is that vehicle worth? Does that really add to the value of the vehicle? I mean, is it real gold, or is it just a little tint of gold?
I think it's a gold tinting to the stainless steel, but they did actually use gold-plated trim pieces. And with the two of them and the fame and the notoriety and the fact that they've never come to the market, I would probably say $250,000 to $300,000, might be even conservative on those.
Wow. So that's really a significant piece. Let's take a look here at another email. This one comes in from another one of our great affiliates in Bowling Green, Kentucky, 93 WKCT, and the gentleman's name is Paul, and Paul is the proud owner, whilst being Bowling Green, Kentucky. He owns a 1990 Corvette ZR1. Doesn't specify the mileage on here, Phil, but this is certainly, you know, in the C4 era, this was the almighty Corvette.
Well, these are cars that came out with a list price, I think, of about $48,000, and they were going out of the dealerships for anywhere between $65,000 to $75,000 when they were new. The luster has kind of worn off on them. They're a double-edged sword. One, they're very unique, very limited production, but the engines in them were not prepared by Chevrolet. They were prepared by an outside company. And some of the parts and maintenance are extremely expensive. A friend of mine had to replace his water pump recently. It was over $2,600.
Mm.
So it's a double-edged sword, very high cost on maintenance. But as a vehicle, as a cost, value-wise, they're right now probably in the $27,000 to $30,000 range for really prime examples. And you can get driver examples for in the $20,000 range.
800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You got a classic car, rare car, antique car, want a free estimate of value from Phil Skinner from the Kelley Blue Book. He is here to help you out. Before we go any further, let's give some plugs to the Kelley Blue Book, to something that I don't always get to do on my Motor Trend show. Tell our listeners all about the great resources that you guys have there.
Well, Kelley Blue Book was established back in 1926, and actually it was started by a gentleman named Les Kelley. Les got out of the Army in 1918, World War I veteran, bought a couple of Model T Fords, painted them up, sold them, and that led to him opening up and eventually owning the largest and most successful used car dealership in the United States. He started sending out letters to dealers saying, here's what I'll pay for a car. Here's my wholesale price on cars. More and more dealers said, hey, we want a copy of that letter. And what he found out was they were using that as a pricing standard. Hmm. So he said, well, why don't I make a book? And that's how the Kelley Blue Book kind of came to be. And it has been the trusted resource for the past, coming up on, over 80 years now. And we have a online at KBB.com. You can find out everything about new cars. We have a complete, very thoroughly researched new car section. We have used car prices for your car or for a car you're interested in. We have dealers that advertise in your area, and they tell you exactly what cars they have. KBB.com is your one-stop shopping place.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about KBB.com and lots more about cool cars with Phil Skinner. I'm Bob Long.
I'm on the road again. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know.
Welcome back, everybody. We got a really great guest with us. He's one of my favorite guys in the automotive world, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and we're inviting your calls for free estimates of value. You've got a rare car, classic car, antique car, want to know what it's worth, the up to the second price. Phil can help you out at 800-259-9231. Before we go to our first caller in Iowa, just a little bit more about the Kelley Blue Book, Phil. As you were saying, not only can you look up new car prices, and it can be located right at your local dealer, but used cars and collectible cars, I mean, you guys offer just the whole gamut.
Right. I actually do what we call our collector car price guide or early model guide. Unfortunately, that's not available at KBV.com. But if any of your listeners do have a specific car they have an interest in or would like to have some information on, I welcome emails at pskinner@kbb.com. And you can always call our 800 number too, which is 1-800-BLUE-BOOK. And we can answer any of your questions. And the nice thing is about going to kbb.com, all our information is free to the general public.
That's great. Let's go to John listening on 1540 AM, News Talk, KEXL in Iowa. John, how you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Doing fine. Say hello to Phil Skinner.
Hey, Phil. How's it going?
Good morning, John. Afternoon.
Yeah. Actually, I'm calling about a car. It's a car that my dad and I own, and it's actually located in Kansas, just north of Wichita. That's where it's stored there. It's a 1966 GT350. It's a clone, actually. I think it's a C code, and it's everything, every single detail is very, I think it's to the T, GT350 clone, except for the fact that I believe the 66, side vents on a actual GT350 are windows, if I'm correct.
That's correct. Okay. Right now we're looking at real GT350s selling in the $170,000 to $180,000 up to $200,000. We've seen these Shelby Mustangs start to go up in price again. Clones, we watched just last week at the Mecum auction in Indianapolis. We were watching clones or replicas going in the $40,000 range for really,
really
sharp examples.
Really? We bought it for $12,000.
Wow.
And, and, you know, it had some sunspots on the leather. It was getting cracked. So my uncle, who owns a classic car dealership, he actually he had a guy that his mechanic hand-stitched an entire brand-new interior that's for a GT350.
Yeah, so, the real ones used black vinyl, so they didn't have to be leather.
Vinyl. It's vinyl.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, I misspoke. But it's a great car. So you're thinking around the $40,000 because my dad thinks he can only get maybe like $15,000 out of it.
Well, again, this is sight unseen, and we're talking a vehicle that is really a clone. The engine has been upgraded to 306 horsepower, the original 289s, a proper T10 four-speed transmission, proper suspension setup, wheels, all the body modifications that made a GT350 a GT350.
Right. Cool.
Well, definitely looks like it might be worth a whole lot more than your dad expects. So, congratulations!
I guess so.
Yeah, that's
good.
Guess
I called in, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a little bit of a bargaining point with him now if he ever wants to sell it. But of course, you know those kind of cars. I don't know if I ever, you know, I'd like my children someday to be able to drive it. So,
yeah,
it's a good thought.
Kansas, a lot of great cornfields and large and long, desolate roads to how a GT350 works.
Yeah, and it's definitely a real head turner too. And so, my fiance got to see it for the first time a couple months ago when we were visiting, and she loved like I like all the attention I'm getting in this thing. So
she didn't want it as a part of the dowry, did she? Because that could be really hurtful there.
Yeah.
Very good. John, thank you for the call. Don't be a stranger. Call us again. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Interesting question here. This one comes from Skip, and Skip is in Colorado, and he is interested in purchasing. I always were intrigued by these vehicles. They were around in the 1980s, an Aston Martin Lagonda. And he says he can get it for about $25,000, but he's worried about maintenance issues and wants to know if Phil has any insight on the Lagonda.
Actually, depending on what year he's looking at the Lagonda, that 25 is a little bit, I think, on the high side. Most of the ones from the 80s, the Series 3s, we're looking at those in the more like the $15,000 to $18,000 range. And one of his concerns is one of the reasons for those values being where they are, it's a very expensive vehicle to maintain.
Yeah, that's got that very advanced for its day kind of digital dashboard, doesn't it, Phil?
Some of the modern ones do, yeah. But obviously if he has an older one with the analogs in it and everything else, it's a little bit more user-friendly. But any of these exotic cars, if you see one that's really too cheap, you know, $5,000 Rolls Royce. Oh, it's a nice silver cloud or silver shadow Rolls Royce for $5,000. Realize that the brakes might need to be repaired, and that's about a $6,500 bill. Maintaining these exotic cars is a big part of the expense, and I don't know how many people I've seen buy a Rolls Royce for $5,000 or $6,000, think they're going to make a killing on it, only to be eaten up by 3 and 4 times their purchase price and just getting the car roadworthy.
You know, that's so true. And you know, once in a while, just perusing ebaymotors.com or Hemmings, you know, you see Ferraris, the 308s, the 328s, and they're in the 20-something $1,000 range. But, you know, then you talk to folks who own the vehicles, and they tell you that the maintenance costs on those 308, 328 Ferraris are just through the roof.
Oh, yeah. 100,000-mile services are anywhere between $10,000 to $12,000. Just a 30,000-mile service can be $3,500. So it's extremely expensive to own these cars, but because they're not just your ordinary, regular turn-the-key and drive-type cars. They're special vehicles, and they require that special care and touch. which is why a collector is so much different than the guy who just owns a car.
Very good point. Another email question. This one comes from Robert, also in Iowa, listening on KXEL. He wants some advice on how to sell a car. He's got an Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme convertible from 1971, and it's got a 350 two-barrel, so it doesn't sound like it's a real sporty variant. It's not a 442, and he says it's got about 60,000 miles. Low, no rust, or no low rust is the way he wrote it. Low rust. I like that.
That means it doesn't mean the bottom part of the car.
He wants to know if he should sell it at one of the big auctions, or what's the best thing to do with a vehicle like that, and is it worth anything?
The problem with the big auctions is low rust means no sale. The cars, a lot of these major auctions, like Barrett Jackson, even to an extent, the sale we had last week, Mecum Auctions, is they're kind of selective about the cars they put up on the block. You would want to look at a more local sale in Iowa. Dana Mecum does a sale in Des Moines. Bud Ward does a sale in Denver, Colorado in July. So a sale, a more regional local sale would be a good way to do it if you really want to be a hands-on when you sell the car. Obviously through publications, Craigslist, eBay, or Hemmings Motor News, Old Cars Weekly, publications like that, all are going to a collector, and if there's somebody out there looking for that car, that's where it's going to be found. Realize that most of the people who buy a car like that are often dealers. And we talked earlier about people taking cars to Sweden. This is the type of a vehicle that might be picked up, and next thing you know, it's on a container heading towards Gothenburg, where it's going to be shown at the power meet.
Amazing. Phil, what's next on your agenda? I know you're a traveling man. You've got quite a few events on the horizon. Where are you going next?
Well, just looking at the next 4 weeks, next week we will be in Crescent, Texas, just outside of Fort Worth, for the Pate Museum auction that RM Auctions is doing. The following week we're going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Lake Auctions. And here's something for your listeners. If your listeners email me at pskinner@kvb.com, say, hey, I heard you on Auto World, and I'm going to be in the Tulsa area, or I have friends in the Tulsa area, I'd like to come to your auction. Send me an email, name, address, and you can come and visit. I'll make it a free pass for you and up to four people.
Wow. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll definitely get you back on here for more extensive visits. He's Phil Skinner, one of my favorites. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.